Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gamecast, episode number 20. Very special episode today. We are doing the FTGGA, the Fun Times Gamecast Gaming Awards, for lack of a better term, or maybe ungaming awards, as maybe if you want to put that. So we wrote down a bunch of different categories. And we basically went and voted for what our favorites were in each category. So we're going to go through that. And then we also have our top five games, personal top five games. So we'll go through that as well. And we're going to sit there and say why we think that and such. So let's start going through all this and stuff. Our first one here is...
Don't you want to do introductions?
Thank you. Fuck all you people.
You're welcome. Yay, I got my thank you for the month.
You get your thank you for the month. Also, fuck all you people. Mr. Big Mouth over there, Mr. Borador.
Hi, everybody.
And Narmisil is also with us today.
Hey, guys, what's up?
So yeah, let's get the show on the road and let all the people what our horrible game tastes are like. Our first category in our gaming awards is going to be the best mobile game of the year. There hasn't been many people who played mobile games. I was kind of surprised, but this one was actually one of the few that have been a tie. The actual winner has not been chosen, so Final Fantasy V, as well as Tiny Little Death Star. So those are the two best mobile games for this year that we chose. I know I was playing. I played the Tiny Little Death Star, and I think Narm, you picked the Final Fantasy, correct?
Yeah, that was it.
So that's where that one came from. Our next subject, title, genre, would be Best Action. Best Action was actually a unanimous vote. It was straight across the board. Everybody voted for this one that voted for Best Action. And that would be Assassin's Creed the Fourth. So that one won quite underhandedly. Our next bit, which I actually had trouble trying to figure something out, so would be best multiplayer, which is Battlefield 4. Borador, you picked Battlefield 4, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Battlefield 4, that was a unanimous vote across the board as well. Want to go on a little bit why you picked Battlefield 4? Maybe?
Well, it's... I'm not into the Battlefield and the Call of Duty type of multiplayer games. For some oddball reason, don't know why, I picked it. I bought it, picked it up, and started playing it. And I was very surprised how solid it felt. You know, how tight and solid the multiplayer maps and everything felt. I liked the levolution aspect of the maps, where if something gets destroyed, the map alters a little bit and whatnot. Like if you knock down a giant skyscraper, you could blow up a giant skyscraper, and then everything around where the skyscraper fell is all rubble. And it was interesting. And the character progression was very solid. I was very surprised with it. So... And I haven't had any issues. All these people complaining about, you know, server issues and whatnot, I had no problems, so I've been happy with it.
That's cool. All right, our next area of point would be best co-op game. Multiplayer was competitive multiplayer. This is actually best co-op game. So the best co-op game has been chosen as SimCity. SimCity, I chose.
I don't know what crack they all smoking, folks, but they smoking some good ass shit.
Basically what it came to, yes, SimCity had its problems. It definitely had its problems and everything like that. But what we basically, those of us chose, one of the others who chose it, I actually talked to him about it and stuff like that. Because we picked it, it was the fact that even though it did have its problems, it's pretty much ironed out now. It's still, it works and well and everything. The fact that you actually you have the ability to rely on other people for certain things is really kind of cool. It's kind of how real life, you know, a real city works. One city buys garbage from another city. Other city provides water, things like that. So it was a very strategic, all around fun co-op.
And real cities do have stupid drivers.
Yeah, that too. That run over kids. So that's besides the whole beginning area, it definitely was a lot, you know, became better. The next would be best indie game. And this one was a toss-up, and so unfortunately, it was actually a three-way tie for this one. The three ways were, yeah, it was a three-way tie. You had Artemis, Gunpoint, and Horizon. I was surprised that I didn't get another vote for Artemis because we all played that one. But yeah, we had
Gunpoint. Oh yeah, yep. I forgot about that game.
Yep. There was, just to let everybody know, there was no helping. This was a solely unanimous. I gave each person a list of games, and they went off of that. Nobody had any talking with other people, so none of the votes were skewed. They had all the lists, and that was that.
How are we going to break these ties?
Okay. Final Fantasy or Tiny Little Death Star?
Final Fantasy.
Okay, there's one. Artemis, Gunpoint, or Horizon?
Horizon.
All right, Narm didn't vote, so Narm was the deciding factor on that one. Horizon won. There we go. Tie's done.
Alrighty.
That was easy enough. Best Racer was a unanimous vote, even though two of us of the community only played any type of racers. That was Forza 5, hands down. Next bit is the best handheld game, handheld being 3DS or Vita, and unfortunately, I was the only one that has any of the systems, so it was only me. So I had picked The Legend of Zelda: A Link Between Worlds, and a little update on that, I can honestly say, like the past couple days, I've been on like a dungeon-killing spree. I was having a whole bunch of troubles, and then everything just clicked, and it was like, oh, you are a dumbass, and then I was just like, I think I have...
Well, that's nothing new.
Yeah. So, I just started wrecking everything, so. That was best handheld. Best expansion pack DLC. The winner for this one is, Civilization V Brave New World. The other nominees was Star Trek's Online expansion pack, The Legacy of Romulus, and Tiny Tina's Assault on the Dragon Keep. Is that right? No, I'm probably wrong.
Roll for initiative.
Yeah, but that one, that Tiny Tina expansion pack for Borderlands 2, but Civilization 5 outwon with multiple votes.
Speaking of Tiny Tina, I'm sad. Went to play Borderlands earlier today because of the 24-hour maintenance in Final Fantasy, and all my characters are gone.
What? Ow.
Yep. The whole save folder is just gone.
But it should have...
The cloud.
Yeah, I was about to say, the cloud?
I got nothing.
Man, that sucks. Sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to, like, rifle around the internet for, like, a pre-made save or something that's roughly around the point where I was at.
Or you could just start over. Be a man about it.
Go through three playthroughs? Three playthroughs? Fuck that.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God. The next game, the next category on our list is Best Simulation. And again, that one was tied up. You had SimCity and Europa Universalis 4. Those were the two that are there. Any votes? Abstain. Europa. That will stay tied forever. You did not play Europa, so you cannot vote on that one. Sorry, buddy.
What are the choices?
I've watched live streams.
SimCity and Europa.
I've only watched SimCity, so that's
exactly
what I would have to. Yeah.
So it's still tied. Community members, anybody listening, cast your vote. SimCity or Europa Universalis 4 for best simulations. This is your chance to have your voice heard. Funtimes Gamecast. And I'm sorry, funtimesgaming@gmail.com. Let it be known.
Don't get cookies.
Virtual cookies
chocolate
for all.
Chip cookies.
It's a lie. They're oatmeal raisin.
No, they're not.
Next category, best MMO. Again, all votes are accounted for, and they are all for Final Fantasy XIV and Realm Reborn.
For the win.
And I can honestly say that's because it's the only decent MMO that has come out this year. Best fighter. That was the only one that voted for it. Injustice.
I'm sorry, I don't play fighting games, so...
I know. I enjoyed Injustice.
Fighting game.
Fighting with himself. But... yeah, I played Injustice and I enjoyed it. It was pretty decent. It's easy enough for those who don't play fighting games to actually pick up and enjoy.
Yeah, I did hear that about the game.
And I mean, come on. Everybody has always wanted to have a Batman versus Superman and see who wins. So now's your chance to actually go Batman versus Superman. Best shooter was kind of hard. We have quite a vast. There was no actual winner. I was hoping for somebody else to put in a chime. And unfortunately, none of us could actually vote to break this tie. So it goes back out to you, community. Here's your chance to actually wait a second. Nope. Narm and me and Bordor all have a vote in here. So, community members, you get to choose. The nominations for this Best Shooters are Metro Last Light, Saints Row the Fourth, Bioshock, and Battlefield 4.
Oh, see, when you put shooter, I thought you meant first-person shooter.
It's a shooter. Any shooter.
Oh.
Fucking GTA would be able to put in there as shooter.
Damn, I thought you meant first-person, not first or third. Shit.
Okay,
then
if it was a third
fucking Saints Row.
You want to abstain and take your Metro Last Light out and put Saints Row?
Yeah, if I knew it was first or third, I would have chose Saints Row hands down.
Okay, there you go. So I guess Saints Row won that one. I have to actually add a little tidbit in here. Even though the DLC is pretty small, I just played this Christmas DLC they put out. It's actually quite funny. So, I mean, I do believe it's a little bit expensive for the price that it is, but, if you have
a Child's Play one,
no, I don't think it's a Child's Play one. I think something else was a Child's Play one. So yeah, if you have a little extra cash to spend, or if you picked up the season pass, by all means, seriously, check it out. It is kind of funny. Best sports game, hands down, and this is actually going against the grain, and I'm the only one that plays sports games, so I picked NHL because I'm a big NHL fan. I don't actually play any other sports games, so as I said, this is the Ungaming Awards because we don't give a crap.
It's what we like, damn
it's
it.
It's what we like, so. Screw your NBA, screw your Madden, screw your fucking FIFA soccer bullshit. Unfortunately.
Well, hey, you know what? You're happy I don't play sports games, because if I did, it
you'd
probably
play
would
FIFA.
Have been FIFA.
I know. I know you. Next category, best MOBA, which was Dota 2.
Woohoo!
Best RPG, and if I hear enough people saying, oh, this is not an RPG, I will take it out, okay? Because to me, it is both a simulation and an RPG. It is classified as simulation, and I do apologize for anybody who doesn't agree with this, but it does have multiple... The whole thing is about leveling up and skill progression. So I picked Fire Emblem Awakening. So if anybody has a problem with that, email us again, and I will abstain and remove that. But as for now, it stands. Fire Emblem Awakening has won Best RPG.
I don't have a best RPG on my list here.
Nobody has the best RPG, yeah, because it was one of the ones, like, nobody has best MOBA on their list.
Gotcha. Should have updated that list.
My best RPG would be Pokemon.
Exactly. But since I actually played both, and I was, and you didn't, well, you played 5 minutes of Pokemon. Because I teased your ass.
So jelly.
But yeah.
Well, you know, just to be a jackass, and it has been released this year on PC, so I have to be a jackass. I think Norm might agree with me. I'd have to say Final Fantasy VIII.
Nope.
Why not? It got released this year.
That's a remake.
Because nobody has it. Nobody owns it.
We've all played it, though.
But nobody owns it, and you don't know the PC port did a good job or not, so blow it up your smokestack. Final Fantasy, Fire Emblem still wins.
Hey, I'm a Final Fantasy fanboy. What am I going to do? I got to try.
So,
wouldn't have hurt to have it in three categories, not just two.
Here's a random-ass vote that we're going to go now. What are we going to do first? You want to do biggest upset first, or do you want to do most anticipated game first?
Upset.
Okay. Biggest upset, and I'm a little sad at this one, but unfortunately, it has been spoken, and this is what it is. Biggest upset, Neverwinter actually wins out. The other two were Defiance and SimCity. I forgot who picked SimCity. I think Nyrus picked SimCity. I picked Defiance. I actually enjoyed Neverwinter more than I enjoyed Defiance, because at least Neverwinter had content to play. Defiance, in my opinion, just stopped and it was done. And there was nothing else to play. If I, you know, even though the economy and shit was terrible in Neverwinter, I can actually sit there and still play and enjoy it. You just wouldn't be able to buy anything and raid or anything like that. It would be crappy, but there's content for me to play. So that was my thing. You guys picked Neverwinter, right?
No, I did not. So we know what I picked.
Oh, that's right. You which one? What was yours? I'm sorry. I know you didn't win.
Aliens, Colonial Marines.
Yeah, the Aliens, Colonial Marines. Narm picked Neverwinter. So yeah. And I also touched on why we picked Neverwinter, because those were the two games that I was tossed up. Either it was Neverwinter or Defiance for me, but I overall chose Defiance. Do you want to?
I was actually happy with Defiance.
I was just upset there was nothing else. It just ended.
Because for me, the gameplay felt, you know, the shooting aspect of the game felt solid.
Oh, and the PvP was terrible too.
I enjoyed it. Wait, PvP in what?
Defiance.
I enjoyed it.
The 8v8? Fucking shotguns only? I'm not talking about Shadow War. I'm talking about regular PvP.
Oh, I'm talking about Shadow War.
No, Shadow War is amazing. I'm talking about PvP. That shit was bullshit. Sorry, but okay, so we're gonna go into most anticipated game. Bordor, go ahead, tell us what your most anticipated game and why did you choose it?
Well, there's only one thing that I'm anticipating for this coming year, hopefully.
Which technically
will be
Final
doesn't Fantasy of Realm Reborn's expansion pack, which hasn't even been announced yet, but I know it'll be here.
And unfortunately, it has been removed from the category, but I allowed him to explain it. So, unfortunately, go ahead. Is there a reason why, or is it just because you're a fucking stupid ass?
Well, no, it's because Final Fantasy 14 is, I can't say that now because we have to wait till we get to something else. But it's, you know, first of all, if it did not come out this year, that would be my most anticipated game of next year. It's been a game that I have been waiting for, you know, since they closed the game back in 2012. And this is the MMO I've always wanted, truth be told. I'm happy with every aspect of this game. Even though, you know, some people are complaining because I'm a little bit too slow for their liking. Norm.
Okay. So, Mr. Narm, what is your most anticipated game?
I had it written down. I forgot. Can you remind me?
Wow. You picked ESO, Elder Scrolls Online.
Okay, start over.
So, Narm, what is your most anticipated game?
I'm pretty excited for ESO.
And why is that? Why did you pick that as your most anticipated game?
Aside from being a Final Fantasy fanboy, I'm a big Elder Scrolls fanboy. And it's big on the lore, big on the questings, big on the giant open countrysides, and the game shows a lot of promise.
Sounds good.
I hope they don't fuck that game up. I really do.
So, with that, mine is EQ Next. I put EQ Next Landmark, slash Landmark, because I am very excited for Landmark as well, but they are two separate games, and technically EQ Next doesn't have a launch date, so to keep it in with a launch date, I did put Landmark, and that's my most anticipated game. As I said before, I had purchased the pack, so the Founders Pack, so I'm really, really, really itching to get in there as soon as possible. Definitely want to do some crafting, definitely want to do some mining, definitely want to make a giant penis out of stone.
Oh, God. Oh, you got to make it out of pink wool.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe.
I know I have to make it out of pink wool. God, I understand what you're getting there. So that is our categories, and we probably missed a whole bunch of them. But oh well, we don't care.
Oh, whoa. Yeah, we did.
Did we miss?
I thought you were gonna add in best platformer.
No, I don't even know. What do we?
What?
What? You have a best platformer? What's your best platformer?
Spelunky.
Oh yes, that's right. Yeah. That would definitely win because I like Splinky. On to our next segment because our categories are done. Personal top five. So we'll start with Narm.
Are we going to start from first to last or last to first?
Whatever you decide to put. It's up to you. Narm, I don't have your list. I hope you know what you picked for your top five.
I didn't really play that many games to be able to generate a top five, so this is quite difficult. I had to use a couple games that I only had, like, you know, 5 minutes of gameplay in on.
That's fine. What are your top five? Go ahead.
Number one! No.
Is that your top one or number five? Number five.
Number five? Number five. Saints Row the Third.
Third? Or fourth?
Third. No, because I got Saints Row the Third this year. Number four.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure it has to have come out this year.
Well, that limits my choices to, like...
I'll just let him go with his personal top five of the year.
Okay, fine. So, Saints Row the Third. We'll let it slide.
I'm a very deprived person. Number four, Saints Row the Fourth. See what I did there?
Okay.
I thought that was clever. Number three, the DayZ mod. Obviously not the DayZ standalone because it's not out yet, so this is technically Arma 2 using the DayZ mod.
Okay.
Number two.
Two.
Pokemon! Despite the fact that I only had a chance to play it briefly while you let me borrow it, I've always loved Pokemon. I had them all up until, you know, it switched over to DS, and I no longer. I don't own a DS, so I couldn't play them anymore, and I never
It's okay, you didn't miss anything on a DS.
And your top one, Final Fantasy.
Final Fantasy 14 for number one. All right. Bordor, go ahead. What's your top fives?
All right, starting from number five, which would be the last one in this list, would be Don't Starve. Number four would be War Thunder. Number three, Brutal Legend. Number two, Path of Exile. And number one, Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn.
Okay.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, instead of it being called my personal top five, it is Bordor's $150 collector's edition top five.
Because that's what he spends on useless crap. Mr. Nyrus also put in a top five. Unfortunately, he's not here right now. So I'll go through his. Number five for him was Total War Rome 2. Number four would be Europa Universalis 4. Number three was Assassin's Creed 4. Number two was Battlefield 4. And number one was GTA 5. So that was his top five. My top five is number five, Saints Row the Fourth. Number four, Fire Emblem Awakening. Number three, Batman Arkham Origins. Number two, and I'm actually going to switch this up from what I typed out because it has changed recently now that I've played more of the other game. So number two was Assassin's Creed 4. And my number one top game would be The Legend of Zelda, A Link Between Worlds. So, crunching the numbers up really quickly here. The top game would be, out of all of us, Final Fantasy XIV. So our top five award goes to Final Fantasy XIV. The second one... number two would probably be what looks like Assassin's Creed. Number three looks like it would be GTA 5. Number four would probably Saints Row 4. Number five probably has a giant ass fucking tie between like The Legend of Zelda, Path of Exile, and Battlefield 4. So that's how the number crunching works, and I probably fucked it up. But who cares, because this is what I've decided. Law is law, and you shall abide by it. At least.
Or we'll just impeach your ass.
Yeah. At least that's how we decide here, because the points don't matter and we don't give a fuck.
Somebody's been watching Who's Line.
About to say.
It's my line. Again, if you guys want to put a little input, we still have to figure out our best strategy there, right? That's what it was? Yeah, SimCity or Europa? No, it was best. No, yeah, that's what it was. Yep. So feel free to email us FunTimeSimulation. FunTimeSimulation? Yeah, simulation.
Simulation.
So choose, peoples. We want the winner. FunTimeGaming@gmail.com. We will take...
You want to give them a deadline?
Your deadline is fucking 2 weeks from now, because unfortunately we are going on winter break now. The next 2 weeks we will not have a podcast. We will see you all. I think it will be January 6th. So, with that, everybody celebrating Christmas, Merry Christmas to all. Any other holidays that are in between or coming up, happy holidays to all you peoples. Happy New Year from the Fun Times Gamecast community as well. You guys stay safe. Enjoy, be merry, be with family, stay away from any retail environment because, I hate you all for shopping.
We don't want the hassle.
I hate you all. Hate you, all you last minute shoppers. Screw it. You give me a headache. No, I'm kidding.
My God, you should have seen the last minute shoppers at Thanksgiving at my store.
It's so bad. But yes, enjoy, be merry, and
drink any alcohol.
Don't drink and drive though. Be safe. Happy New Year's, and we'll see you all January 6th for our next episode. We'll tell you all our gaming. We'll probably have like what we picked up. Maybe hopefully, cross fingers, there'll be a Steam sale, winter Steam sale. That'd be nice.
Gotta be a Steam winter sale or a Steam end of the year sale.
That'll be really nice. So not nice for my wallet, but very nice for gaming repertoire wise. So yeah, with that, follow us on Facebook. You can find us at / Fun Times Gaming. You can find us on Twitter at Fun Times Gaming. You can join the community at fgg.guildlaunch.com. You can find me, Narm, and Borador on Steam. Narm, he is FTG Narmacil. She is FTG Borador, and I am FTG Random Jack.
Hey, I am not a she, and never was. You're not supposed to know that.
He, she, it is FTG Borador.
That's better.
Yeah. And we'll catch you all in 3 weeks or so. Have a good one.
Laters. Happy New Year, everybody.
Bye, guys.